Hey, Chris Johnson here, and I was out the other day. Fucking aunt and uncle and grandma and cousins were camping and shit. So I fucking made the trip down to Allegheny for the day. If you're not from fucking New York, Allegheny's like a fucking beautiful state park. It's a fucking wooded area. They got a couple campgrounds there. There's a fucking lake and shit. Trees all over the place. It's fucking gorgeous. Before I went, though, I got a text message from my cousin. He's got two kids. One's going into like high school. One's going into middle school. Do I know those ages to be exact? No, I'm fucking guessing here. I'm guessing. I don't know. I don't know anybody's fucking age. I don't know my age. I can't tell you my sister's ages. I don't fucking know how old my mom is. I don't know how fucking old anybody is. I know my age, the cat's age, and I remember the age of my fucking ex-wife. That's it. But I think he's going into high school. I think that's like the big topic of conversation. Like, holy shit, he's going into fucking high school. It does seem kind of crazy too when I think about it. Like, that motherfucker's in high school? Fuck. I remember when he was a fucking ring bearer at my sister's wedding. He started running in the other direction. That's when I fell in love with him. You fuck up a wedding, man, I'm on board. Anyway, the kids always bring their friends out fucking camping with him. And the high schooler brought his buddy with him. And somehow, they stumbled upon my podcast. It's not fucking hard to find. It's fucking all over the place. And you know what? High school's a good age to start listening to this shit. Give you a dose of the real world. The text message read, "You're kind of famous. My son's friend wants to meet you." I was like, what the fuck is this? Is this serious? This could be bullshit. My cousin's a prankster. I don't know what's fucking happening here. I thought, we'll see. See what the fuck's going on out here. So I roll in. It's like an hour and a half drive. My aunt and uncle are like, "Hey, Christopher." And side note for a second, my family members call me Christopher. I know I refer to myself as Chris Johnson, but my family members call me Christopher. Christopher Johnson. Aunts, uncles, cousins. Most people fucking refer to me as Christopher if you're in my family. I think my parents were like really fucking strict with that when I was a baby. Like, his fucking name is Christopher. They die a little bit inside when I introduce myself as Chris Johnson, when I do the podcast as Chris Johnson. I will never introduce myself as Christopher Johnson. If I'm going to sign my name on something, I will sign Christopher Johnson, signing checks. You know, if I fucking write a letter, I don't know why the fuck I'd write a letter, but if I'm writing a letter, Christopher Johnson. But if I introduce myself to you, if I meet you, I'm going to say, "Hey, my name is Chris." If you want to fucking elaborate on that, if you want to call me Christopher, I don't give a fuck. Every now and then somebody throws in like a Christopher, whatever. I'll fucking answer to it. It's my fucking name. But I think it's a little odd and out of place if I don't hear it from a fucking family member. So anyway, I roll in and they're like, "Christopher, you gotta listen to this shit. This fucking kid thinks you're a fucking media star." I'm like, "You fucking kidding me? Who knew? All it takes is a fucking microphone and a fucking podcast. All of a sudden you're a fucking star." He doesn't fucking realize that I'm just, you know, some piece of shit doing this from his fucking living room. And if he listens to this episode, I'm gonna fucking shatter the myth. He's gonna fucking know. I'm just a fucking nobody, son. But I'm a nobody with a podcast, so can't take that fucking shit away from me. And I can fucking edit this shit together, so I got some fucking editing skills. But anyway, they were fucking with him. They're like, "Hey, you want his autograph?" The kid didn't talk to me too much, because, I mean, what are you gonna say? Like, if I was a fucking kid, I don't like talking to fucking people. You don't talk to strangers. Especially if it's like a fucking hero years. Even if I'm not a fucking hero, I'm just some fucking guy. Just fucking rolling in with his long, curly, fucking shaggy hair. I got purple sunglasses on. Just fucking lounging around and shit. What fucking kid wants a piece of my ass? You know what I mean? Nobody wants to talk to me. So then, like, cousin's wife... it's like, "Listen, Christopher, he listens to your podcast. His parents don't know that he listens. I don't think that they would approve." And you know what I said? This is the honest to God truth. I said this to the kid in front of fucking everybody. I said, "You know what? Good. Fuck him. Fuck him. They don't have to know that you listen to this shit. Fuck him. What they don't know doesn't fucking hurt him. You keep listening to this shit." I told the kid to disregard his fucking parents' wishes. And I fucking stand by that. Fuck him. You know how much shit that I watched? Most filthy shit that I fucking watched as a kid. And I turned out great, didn't I? I mean, maybe not. It depends on your definition of great. I'm upright. I'm alive. I can feed myself and put pants on every fucking day. But I am single. I'm divorced. And I have trouble keeping relationships. But that has more to do with the fact that my dad's a piece of shit. Kid, is your dad a piece of shit? If your dad's not a piece of shit, you're probably going to be fine. He seemed like a well-adjusted kid. He's probably got well-adjusted parents. I didn't have well-adjusted parents growing up. My parents fought all the time because my dad was always cheating on my mom. Guy couldn't wait to get his fucking dick wet. Hey, listen, I got some more advice for you, kid. If your dad's always getting his fucking dick wet in, like, fucking random ass, if he looks around at all the fucking scattered ass and he wants to fucking tag all of it and he fucking starts acting on it, that's a dangerous individual. You get away from that motherfucker. I haven't talked to my dad in 12 years. I give you permission to tell your dad to go fuck himself. Only in that situation, though. If I'd have fucking known he was such a big fan, that shirt that I'm wearing, like, if you were watching the video of this podcast, you see a picture of me wearing a shirt with my fucking face on it. I'd have given you that fucking shirt. I have it. I'll fucking sign it and give it to you. So many times over the years, people have told me what a fucking horrible example I am for the youth. I think, like, in their minds, this is another example of that. But I still stand by my advice. Parents worry about all kinds of shit. My dad was horrible and let me fucking watch, like, anything. I'm watching R-rated movies as a fucking 7-year-old, which is probably fucking awful, because I remember having, like, nightmares about that shit. But, I don't know, man. I'm okay. And you're in high school, goddammit. Listen to this shit in fucking high school. Start branching out. Start rebelling a little bit. It's exactly what you fucking need as a kid. Just rebel a little bit. Just a little bit. You don't want to turn into a full-blown asshole. I don't think I was a full-blown asshole. I was an asshole about a lot of shit, but not a full-blown asshole. I've had like a lot of people come up to me, or I've heard stories of people listening to this podcast that I don't know. Like there's some fucking firefighter who listens. I don't even know who the fuck he is. Somebody just told me that one time. They're like, hey man, I told my brother's friend or some shit. He's a fucking firefighter. He's really into it. Listen, sir. I fucking love you, goddammit. Keep listening to my shit. Spread this shit all around. Would you please just spread it around like a fucking virus? Go put the fucking fire out and then just fucking, you know, give them like a Chris Johnson flyer or something. But I've never met like a kid who was interested in it. Now, I hope I'm not offending you by calling you a kid, but when you're fucking 39 years old, everybody's a fucking kid. When you're in high school, a kid is like somebody in middle school. And like somebody who's fucking 20 is an adult. But you're gonna fucking realize the fucking hard truth that the older you fucking get, you're not gonna fucking feel any different. And then you're gonna start looking at people and they're gonna look like fucking children and they're gonna be fucking like 16. You're like, Jesus Christ, fucking 16? When I was fucking 16, I looked around at everybody else. They all look fucking old. Anyway, bro, I'm glad you listen. Listen, I'll be here for you. Your parents don't have to know. I'll give you all kinds of great advice. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's a new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, iHeartRadio. Podbean is the host. Every episode is there. There are plenty of places you can get me. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHatesYou. I'm on my Facebook timeline, so you can catch me there. And if you want to see photos and shit, Instagram, and maybe 5 minutes.